on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Paul, it's so great that you would come on. Paul Lisnick, WGN-TV, political reporter, which gives me the opportunity to talk about things that are happening with somebody who has an opinion, and then if people don't like it, I can just say, hey, he said it, not me. So anyway.
Now, here's my there's a caveat here, John, which is, of course, I just want, you know, I'm sure most of your listeners know me, but I am not a commentator. I'm an analyst. So I am very careful to always try and come at it from both sides because, well, that's very important as part of kind of who WGN is as well. Right. We don't really take sides.
Yes, that's right. You come at it from both sides.
Yeah, exactly.
And as a matter of fact, this particular topic has criticism coming from both sides, as it were. And that is, I wanted to talk to you about this Qatar jet gift to the president, which is, according to this story, worth $400 million. And
that's what they say.
That's what they say. And I was watching something over the weekend, and they didn't have this plane because they had, I think it was CBS. They didn't have this plane because Qatar had not given a gift of a $400 million plane to CBS, but they had one like it. You know what I mean? And over the top, extravagant, unbelievable, just beyond wildest dreams, airplane. Just, it boggled my mind.
President Trump loves gold. He loves opulence. This would be his dream plane, right?
Who knows? I mean, it might be a step to his dream plane. I'm not sure how.
There is going to be one glitch. Let me break a little news on here because this is just now being reported.
Okay,
which is, as you have correctly said, the plane is a gift valued at about $400 million.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing that has been made very clear is when you're getting a gift like that from a country, now we can talk about whether or not it's ethical and legal, but that aside for a moment, when you get a gift like that coming from a country which supports Hamas, does some other thing, they've been, right, terrorist issues, all of that, you have to assume that that plane is probably not coming without certain recording devices and bugs all the way through it, right? And of course, that plane has to be retrofitted so that it serves the security needs of the American president. I'm just now starting to see the estimates for what it will cost to retrofit that $400 million plane. Let's have fun, John. How much do you think it will cost to retrofit the $400 million plane so the president can use it?
$100 million.
$750 million.
What? Well, wait a minute. How can it cost more to retrofit? The plane costs $400, and you're telling me that it costs over $700 million to retrofit it.
Because they're going to have to take apart they have to assume that there are microphones, recording devices anywhere and everywhere.
Of course.
Speak up into the tray table, please, right?
Yeah.
So, the current estimate's just being released now. $750 million to get the plane ready out of a $400 million gift. Talk about, no good deed goes unpunished.
That's right, and we're going to, before everything takes off, so to speak, we're going to do more with Paul when we come back on 720 WGN. Steve Miller Band, big old jet airliner, and I don't think the one Steve Miller was singing about cost $400 million. 720 WGN, John Landecker, 718, having a conversation with Paul Lisnick, WGN-TV political reporter. We're talking about the gift from Qatar to the president, an airplane worth $400 million, and the president was quoted as saying, only someone stupid would turn down such an offer. I'm not stupid, and I would have to turn down that offer because I just don't have any place to put it, quite frankly. I looked at the yard today. I don't know, what is it, two plots or something? I just don't have room for a $400 million plane. And
well, you just park it in the building garage right there at WGN.
That would be pretty cool. How can anybody believe that this is just a gift without any strings attached? And I mean, there's so many things about it. It is outrageous. It's beyond belief. It's something that none of us have ever seen. In fact, I think Hillary Clinton had to return some gift when they were in office that was worth $485 or something like that, because it violated part of the Constitution.
Well, let me I can clarify for you sort of this whole gift world. Yeah. There is a law that puts a limit on what members of Congress can accept, and that is any gift less than $50, and it can be up to less than $100 a year from that same person. They can't take gifts from lobbyists or foreign agents. They can't take cash. They can't take gift cards. And here's the key relevant thing, partially, is the purpose of it can't be to exchange an influence on official actions. Now, that all aside, there is a special provision that really kicks in here from the Constitution. This is, I think, a real legal problem the president has, and it's known as the Emoluments Clause. You may remember, John, we talked about this a lot during President Trump's first term with just all the various monies and hotels and where people were staying. People have sort of looked way beyond any of that at this point. But what the Emoluments Clause says in relevant part is that no person holding an office without the consent of Congress, suggesting he'd have to get Congress's permission, can take any present or title or anything from any king, prince, or foreign state. That's because the founders didn't want a president to even have the appearance of looking like they were being influenced. But, you know, take it away from the president. Imagine you were selling your house, and I was a real estate agent, and I said, hey, John, I've got somebody who I've got, they're going to buy your house. I'll get so much money from this person for you. You're going to be a happy seller. And you're thrilled with that. But then you come to learn that I have a special relationship with that buyer.
Right.
You know, that goes back years. How are you going to trust me in that deal? Wait a minute, Paul. I know you're my agent, but you know this guy. You've got a friendship with this guy. That's the concern here. Does Qatar really expect to get nothing from President Trump for this, you know, amazing gift? And even if they don't, it is the appearance that's very difficult for the president.
You know, when I was a rock and roll disc jockey back here in Chicago in the 70s, working for a radio station that was owned by the ABC network, we had to sign a monthly affidavit saying that we had not received any gift or anything else over, I believe it was $20. And that was every month. It probably should have said you can't receive a gift worth over $400 million because that would be much more current. David, were you coming in here?
Yeah, I was hoping to.
Well, please do.
Paul, David.
Hi, David.
I got a quick question for you. And I'm surprised that there's so little being said about how many things are coming out of the White House under the guise of an executive order. Is there anything in the Constitution that says a president can make a government agency go away just by writing it's going away in an executive order?
Well, to that, David, I would say this. If you shoplift something in a store, but nobody arrests you for it, have you shoplifted?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, and you'll get away with it. And so, similarly here, I don't mean to compare it to shoplifting. That was just an example that listeners can understand, I think, and relate to. But the situation here is he's issued almost 150 executive orders, many of which are not legal. But the only way it will matter is if somebody stops him. So he's been cutting funds. He just fired the head of the Library of Congress. You know, by its name, Library of Congress would suggest it's not part of the executive branch. It's part of the congressional branch, right? It's kind of in the name.
But the Congress signs off on the president's nomination, if my memory is correct?
Well, that's where I'm going with this.
Okay.
Is that he's executing all these things that require approval of Congress, acknowledgement of Congress, but Congress, which is controlled by Republicans, isn't saying boo about any of it. So the answer to your question is, if Congress spoke up and said, Mr. President, you can't do that. We control the purse strings. You can't fire that person. You can't, see, the Congress has basically been neutered under this administration because Republicans control it, and they are all very afraid of him. That's the reality of what's going on.
Well, you know,
if Democrats controlled either house, it would be a little different right now because they're not afraid of him.
Leaving all of this behind, you know, all the other issues that you brought up, I just wanted to zero in on this airplane. Because it is, it's the most outrageous, grandiose example of a gift to a sitting president from a foreign power that I believe anyone has ever seen. And it has to have some sort of relationship, has a quid quo pro or whatever the term is. Or, I mean, you give somebody something $400 million and you would assume that there is going to be something along the way that you'll get in return. You know, I could check my birth certificate and see if I was born yesterday, and then I wouldn't be bothered by this at all. But I am, because of the way it looks.
Two things I would say to that, John. Number one, first of all, is I try, and because I watch all media, I want to see how conservatives, because I do think this is really problematic for the president. So how are the conservatives dealing with it? And there's two things that I'm hearing. One is to say it's a shift away from this. The real problem here isn't about a $400 million airplane. It's a scandal with Boeing. Why haven't they made this airplane that was ordered by President Trump way back in 2017? So we're going to shift and talk about Boeing. So, you know, there, that's hit number one. This isn't an easy thing to explain. But here's the thing that I'm starting to hear now, which is, well, maybe we should give back the Statue of Liberty to France, because wasn't that a gift too? And that was certainly worth a lot of money. Again, completely off the point, because that was a gift to the United States. And this is a gift for the use of the president. It's questionable as to exactly who this gift is to. They're saying it will be to the Pentagon. It's going to his library after he's out of office. He says he won't use it afterwards. There's too many unknowns. And John, as you're kind of suggesting there, the appearance of the whole thing raises way too many questions for it to sort of look cool. And how does, by the way, while he's in the Middle East, when he does come back and say, we have a new agreement with Qatar, we're going to do this venture with Qatar, how is it that people here look and say, well, that's completely legit. I'm sure it has nothing to do with the airplane. Even if it doesn't, it raises the appearance.
The appearance, yes. And I believe that the president doesn't, and I think he may be totally correct in this, nothing can touch him. He can do whatever he wants, however he wants to do it, and that's just the way it's going to be. That we haven't seen anything like this before.
I don't disagree. We haven't seen a political figure like him really in our history that I can even recall. They say Andrew Jackson was very much like, we don't have him on tape. We don't know, you know, exactly how he spoke to people. But again, one of the reasons this president is so powerful, aside from having the public support that he gets with his with his basically 40% base, is simply that all Republicans are terrified that if they cross any lines, that would have included not supporting one of his nominees, boom, they're going to get primaried and they're out of a job. And they care more about their job than they do perhaps of letting their ethical and moral standards step in, because that's what they're doing.
Well, we're going to wrap this up in just a minute, but I have to say that I was, you know, scrolling through the various social media channels, so to speak, some very well-known conservative right-wing commentators have been coming down pretty hard on
Ben Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro. Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, some very, very strong language. So that must have, I don't know what kind of influence they wield. I know they get a lot of publicity, but they've definitely done a turn towards criticism as far as this plane is concerned.
It's going to have to start influencing the public, and that's who they're speaking to. And if the public goes after their Congress members and senators and let them know that they have a problem with it, that's about the only thing that can make a shift in this situation. Because certainly President Trump's not going to back down. He doesn't have a re-election to look to in the future. He really doesn't have a reason not to proceed with whatever he wants. So the only chance for any of this to shift at all will be members of Congress getting pressure put on them by their constituents. That's really all there is.
Well, we'll see what happens. Paul, thank you so much for being with us. Paul Liznick, WGN-TV political reporter, Always great to talk to you. Hope to do so again in the future. Thanks for being
with us. I hope so, too. It's a treat, John. Thanks so much.